Yes, I had some doubt still about the practice, and then I had also some thinking about the doubt. When having the doubt, then there's kind of the anger present somehow, but it's not as a direct, clear feeling. It's a bit like having somebody else angry. So I can see that anger is there, but I don't feel it directly. But then the end result is unpleasant.
So that is a feeling.
Yes. Yes, you could say. But that's quite static. So it's kind of, it gets collecting, kind of building the longer the doubt is. And in some sense it feels that they are not maybe the best states to spend time in. Could be useful for observation or for learning maybe. But there's kind of wondering about, because in daily life I think doubt is very useful. For example, when I've been walking here on this on the roads, then I might start walking on one road, and then at some point I start doubting that maybe this won't take me where I want to go, and I think it's very useful because then I might not end up somewhere too far away or whatever.
You don't think that might be wisdom questioning?
Yeah, but somehow there are similar kind of questions coming to my mind about the practice. So I'm wondering there, they sort of oriented from doubt. And then as an example, I talked with you earlier that maybe about 10 years ago when I was practicing on a metta retreat, then I heard that it could be useful to do metta practice even though you don't have the metta feeling. So then I was doing like a daily metta practice for 1 year to see how it works. And then at the end of the year, I felt the same, that okay, I don't have any metta feeling. So the kind of similar thing with the road, that okay, maybe I could decide that I need to do it for 10 years and then it might be useful to have this doubt that okay, what is useful and what is not.
Yeah, I think something that considers whether something is useful or not would be considered.
No.
Tu mandi lo shi le phya tu a myan pyo le lo tu tapi lo tu aku a lo down na sign lo tu pyo ra da mae tu ma a myan tu a ba chang down phit le so tu a khan sa mo tu ma ti u de tu tai ma khan sa tat phu tbo ti la phya tu tai ma khan sa tat phu
a lo ba be pyo lu dai ma khan sa lo shi ma be
a lo tu upa ma tu down phit de a chain ma tu a do da ba tat la de
oh do da phit la de
da mae do da tat la da tu do da ma lo le
so da ma lo ti de bo
Dao man no ti le, dao da man ti le. Da me dao da phit ta raw ma le, tu a dao da o khan sa ran hmong lo. Tacha be lu ti yak ko chi yin ne, tu dao da phit ne so ti da ra. A lo myo chi ni de lo be le. Tu a dao da
tu dao da phit ne tu ma ti u bo.
Dao da phit ne man ti le. Dao da ma khan sa u. Lai ma khan sa u. A da me ho tu ye ya la ka ro unpleasant phit de. A na khan sa mu le so lo tu a a lo be ya tu a ho Dodda like pit de to chu lu sin dodda yi khan sa de le tu a dodda yi ya ma khan a tu a ti ma khan sa
de yo kwa la mo ma hou go
a da ma tu a a ra wo
tu ko tu yo kwa ni la mo ma hou go
da ma tu sai ka di a che shi ya tu long ra san ne ka mitta a thot da le tu mitta ma khan sa lo tu ta ne ne dai tu mitta
kwa
la kwa de da ma tu mitta khan sa mu ma tet la lo a ra tu a ti ma khan sa tat bu a ra wo tu a tu ko tu chu yin che lo tu a yu sa de ta bi lo pya a lo ma yu sa ne a lo ko ho bulu kom le tu ma ti la mho ma khan za la
ma khan za la si ke de ma wa wa tu wa pai tha la la ma ti u ao tha la la ma ti u
ao no ma ao
tu de ba wa dai ya lo ki li ta man yin lo tu wa bo ma the wa wa pwa bi da be te ta ma ji la au tu sat ma pwa bi lo thain tha lo pye ma
tu tei ma pwa ta
ma pwa ma pwa ma pwa bi na tu taung tha la taung tha aung tha lo pye bi taung tha lo aung tha pye mi pye do di ko thain tha lo pye bi lo ma ta ma la a ma ki ni da ma yi pwa ma ta
se tu ti ti lo la tu ti lo ma tat ta la
o tu do na le ma pye bu la a ji ma pye bu la
have you ever got very angry
Yes.
Mm. And did you then feel very angry?
Yes. And, but it's very rare.
So then the other times, do you just prevent the anger from growing? Or is it because you know the anger that it's not growing?
Usually it doesn't easily get to the level where I really feel angry.
Yeah. Doda kanzala on ti te matet phu re tu doda a chi ma shi
would you say your mind has not a habit of doing that
of doing what
of letting the anger grow to the point where you can feel it
yes
but it's
unconscious
unconscious tu ha how dare
it unconscious a mien ma shi
a chi ma shi re tu sai ka a lo
doda pe ma shi pe ma phit da tu a yin ne thain na a chin shi lo phit
le yeah so like
ba wa phit ni lo phit le
Yeah, Seattle says the nature of a defilement is that if you let it, it will grow. But your mind has already developed a habit, almost like a training, of keeping those under control, like not letting them grow. So they just don't get to the point where it's like... But he says, but that's fine. He says... He says, and you know, if your mind doesn't allow anger to grow that much, it's fine. You still know that anger is anger when it's there. Just not at that it's not spilled over into feeling, but you know that anger for what it is. You know it in the mind as for what it is. That's fine, he said.
Anger let it be. How let it be?
You know, you recognize anger. You recognize doubt. And in fact, you know it because through mental feeling, not through body sensations, but we only... Perception and Vedana work together. Right, so you know something because the mind can sense it. So Vedana, you could say sense instead of feel.
Yeah.
When you watch like anger or doubt, you see the thoughts, right?
Yes.
Yes. And when the thoughts start growing, when the thoughts increase, you know that the attendant sensing or feeling that comes with it increases, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your perception of it increases, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the feeling bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. And when the awareness is strong, you can tell that those emotions get less, right? Like if you're watching it.
Yes.
And when your awareness, your samadhi, when they start increasing, you can tell, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Then what are you doubting, he said. You know what's present.
Yeah. Yeah. But in the moment, it's not so continuous, or it is. And there are moments when I notice what is happening.
Mm.
But then... There's kind of, as I was saying about the metta practice, there's this doubt related to different kind of practices. I have been trying like samadhi practice or metta practice or awareness practice, and they all have some effect, but I don't see much wisdom coming from doing those practices, so there's not much difference in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would still doing the metta phrase is if it would be much different from what I've been doing. So that is kind of the confusing part. Yeah. During the retreat I mentioned earlier, I had the experience of sadness.
Yeah.
And that was very clear, kind of what happened, and sort of I felt that I understood something from that.
Yeah.
And then there was the experience of having like pleasure from being in the sun and then seeing the greed coming. But there are very, very few of these kind of experiences where I sort of understand clearly what is happening and they seem beneficial. There's quite a lot of these kind of things are happening, but then there's nothing that really I would remember after some time.
You know, sometimes there are yogis to whom their insights are not really very obvious to them, but their minds change. And he says, so rather than be waiting for an insight to arise, Siado says, why not always gauge for yourself? And you're quite a systematic person. Gauge for yourself, like, in the balance of things, is there more wholesome qualities in the mind? Because you can tell. You can tell whether the mind is wholesome or not wholesome. So just, if the mind is more wholesome than unwholesome, then you know that that's positive. And then you just see whether that keeps growing. That will be your indication.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, he says don't be too fixated on what, because you might be thinking that wisdom or insight comes in certain sort of ways, like the obvious ways, but they can come. There are insights that come kind of like the mind sort of integrates it, and it just feels like it understands, it's more peaceful with certain things, even though what was understood is not very clear like that.
So so apa orang hajar atau tu, orang hajar atau tu bawa tu, tu orang atau tu mien.
Yeah. And Siado says you can do something more, because again your mind is quite systematic. He says you are aware of the different elements that are at work in your mind. You're aware of the awareness. You're aware of the level of your the samadhi. You're aware of effort. You're aware of he says you're aware of what is object. He says you can take each of them when it feels interesting to you and just check out what is that. Yeah, you can use that as a tool.
Kanangana byo ne sait tai ma yau tai ma tu ye characteristic shi de so la da nyan ne ba ti lo ya
ne. Yeah. He says below pyo ra
sait tai ma tu ye
lakkhana shi de. Yeah, he says all these different qualities that are at work, they have their characteristics, the signs that they are working, and you can understand them, you know.
Understand phit le a shi la le sait da a phit le.
Yeah, and that also it gives when you recognize that, it gives confidence to the mind, he says, when you recognize what the mind
is.
Yeah, he says understanding the nature of how nama rupa are at work inside, he says, that is vipassana.
Yeah, for like that definition, feel like that. Yeah, what pretty camera. See, you don't know how to talk. You don't know how to talk. You don't know how to talk.
Yeah, Sayadaw says the Buddha gave some definitions of things, you know, and he says, but in our practice, we can see it in so many ways. The Buddha did explain many ways to understand these things.
I'm still quite happy. I experienced a moment this morning where I sort of, or that made me think about the amount or level of awareness and wisdom the other yogi talked about last time, sort of different kinds of levels where you can have little wisdom and lots of awareness, or lots of awareness, or lots of wisdom, little awareness.
Yes.
And it was a moment where I sort of lost the momentum that has been going on here for a few days.
Because you were thinking about it?
No. It was because, I don't know what caused it, but I sort of felt how, I don't know, of course it's maybe not possible to observe how the delusion sort of hits you, but I sort of felt I did. It sort of, I was doing things, cleaning the shower, and
I... You felt that you did feel the delusion hit you.
Yeah, sort of, I felt myself, or the mind dive into it, and sort of the awareness was there, but no wisdom at all. I was sort of, all the time I was aware, how the mind explained this to be a really good thing, to sort of clean the whole shower right away, to do too much, which wasn't intended, was not wholesome, was not planned. And sort of, I felt that the awareness was there, but there was no wisdom to sort of stop the delusion happening.
Yeah. ตะคัดเลยญาณရှိရတာเนี่ยตริตริမရှိတယ်လို့ထင်ပေမဲ့ညာငါအလုံးလုံးနေတော့တခါတလေကတတိလုတ်ပေမဲ့ညာငါအလုံးမလုတ်ဘူးဆိုတော့သူဟိုနေ့ကသူပဲချင်းကသူအချိန်နေနေရော့အောင်လို့မသိဘူးတဲ့သူအဲ့နေရေချိုးနေတဲ့သူအဲ့ရေချိုးကနေရေချိုးကောင်တန့်ရှင်းလုံးမယ်လို့စဉ်းစားတာတဲ့အကုန်လုံးတိတယ်တဲ့စစ်ကတတိရှိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့
Yes. But then you learn from it.
Yes, I did.
I'm a thing that you like.
So there was wisdom in the end.
True.
Yes.
But sort of retrospect.
Retrospective, yes. Yes, that's always. Yeah, he says at first nobody knows what's enough, what's you know, balance. He says we all daily make mistakes from which we learn, and then we learn to balance it. We start from realizing we did too much, realizing we did too little, then we adjust, and then we learn what's enough. We start to get a feel for it.
Yeah. I think that's a lifelong lesson for me.
Understanding limits, understanding balance, Yes, and understanding these limits, the balance, the right amount, he says, whether in thinking or in speaking or in actions, Yara says, it's wisdom that learns to gauge what's good enough.
Yeah, he says a wise person understands like how much they should think, what they should think, what's like what you should and should not think, and then what you should and should not say, how much you should say, when you should speak, who you should speak to, and similarly with actions, like what you should do, how much you should do, etc.
So, this is really
very relevant in daily activity practice, right? Because that's always filled with our desire to be perfect versus what's
And of course there was all sorts of greed going on there to get it done and everything. But somehow I felt that the idea of investigating the amount of wisdom and awareness in various situations could be really good.
Yeah, I wrote to Belau looked in Ezra and Songzhan. Yeah, and awareness helps you. You know, helps the wisdom to find the pathway to see that.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you.
Maybe I tell about yesterday. I went to the kitchen. I had this plan that I'm going to do my thing in the corner and I was going to bake. And then I went there and there was like a lot of people there, like all the boxes and stuff and things happening, and I was a little bit like annoyed right away, like, okay, there is my corner, and you know, I was supposed to be alone almost. And and then there were other things, like people were asking me questions, wanting something, and somebody was cutting the laundry outside the window, so there was a lot of noise also. So I really noticed that, okay, this is like anger is rising and I don't want to be here, I don't want to talk to anybody and all that. And what I was doing, I was trying to bake this cake and it didn't come out right. It was just kind of this interesting leather, whatever, surface that came out of the oven. And people were trying to kind of be kind to me that, oh, it's okay, it's good. And I was like even more angry when they tried to do that.
The cake completely finished.
Yeah, so then I kind of ended up to the cold room. I was thinking that that's the only place that there is like nobody there, only the cold room. But I heard the, you know, I heard the talking and everything from the kitchen, so I kind of thought that, okay, now it's like I need to go out. So maybe there was like this much of wisdom because I kind of understand that I need to go out.
Yeah.
And then I went out and there were like a few other people who kind of are in our group, and they came there and we were talking, and I noticed that I have this pattern that I have this quite dark sense of humor, that if I kind of face something a little bit like difficult, then it kind of
comes.
Yeah. And I was there, I don't know, maybe a little bit awareness was there, but I was noticing that the way I was speaking, I was using like strong words and not very wisely. But in a way, it felt still light.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of laughter.
Yeah.
I love to laugh to myself because I think it's, you know, sometimes it's like the best laugh ever if you do something wrong and then you just, you know, let the steam out or something.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm wondering, because I know that I have this pattern, like, in a way, it feels light and quite okay, but at the same time, I'm questioning, like, is it, like, a wise way to deal with difficult stuff, or... So,
maybe... ไม่ได้เกมมงพုတ်တယ်ညနေเกมมงพုတ်တော့ဒါပေမဲ့ तू လိုချင်တဲ့ပုံစံမထွက်လာဘူးဗျာအောက်ကမုံ तू อ่ะမုံဖုတ်ပြီးတော့ပီနတ်ဘတ်တာထည့်ရမယ်ပြီးရင်အပေါ်မှာခရီးမထည့်ရမှာဒါမုံဖုတ်လိုက်တာမုံထွက်လာတာစိတ်တိုင်းမကြဘူးဆိုတော့ဖောက်ဖောက်လေးမဖြစ်ဘဲနဲ့ तू อ่ะဂတ်ထုတကယ်တော့ဆက်လို့ကောင်းတယ်ဆက်လို့ကောင်းဒါပေမဲ့ तू อ่ะအဲ့ချိန်မှာ तू လုံနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာတဲ့ ဘလို့လဲမသိဘူးယောဂီရဲ့အဲ့ချိန်ရှေ့ရတာမဟုတ်တော့ယောဂီတွေဝင်ဝင်လာနေတော့သူစိတ်တူလာတော့ဒါပြလို့လူတွေကသူ့ကိုမေးနေတယ်ဗေဟာဗေမှာထားလဲဗေဟာဗေမှာထားသူစိတ်တူလာသူစိတ်တွေများလာတယ်ပေါ့နော်အဲ့ဒါလုံးဖို့သူအေးခနဲ့လူမရှိဘူးဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒါယူကိမုံယူယူအေးခနဲ့ဝင်ပြီးတော့သွားပြီးတော့ကိမုံကိုသူအပေါ်မှာပြင်းနေတာဒါမှမဟုတ်လည်းကြာတော့သူစိတ်ထဲမှာအော်ကိမုံအ
သူအထဲမှာကြိုင်းနေလဲအပြင်ကလူတွေဘလို့ထင်မှန်းသိဘူးနော်ဘာလို့ပြီးတော့သူထွက်သွားထွက်လာတော့ကျန်တဲ့အဲ့သူတို့မန်နေဂျာတွေကရှိတဲ့လူတွေကသူ့ကိုရီးသူ့ကိုမေးတာပေါ့သူဘာလုပ်နေလဲဆိုတော့သူပြောသူပြောသူနည်းနည်းစိတ်နည်းနည်းခက်ခဲလာရင်နဲ့သူကစကားပြောရင်နည်းနည်းဟိုမှန်လားဒါမဲ့စကားလုံးဝမှားတယ်ဒါမဲ့သူကခဏနောက်နောက်နဲ့ပြောလာတော့ဟိုစိတ်ကဟိုရီးစရာဘက်ကစဉ်းစားပြီးတော့ခဏနောက
He
says if that dark humor is if it's designed really to if it's designed actually, because you know that it will diffuse the situation, he said the anger, even for yourself, he said that's wisdom, because you know why you're doing it. He says if we're just laughing because we're out of control, that could be delusion, but knowing why you're doing it, like sometimes he says funny things in the interview just because he knows it'll make yogis laugh and everybody's so tense, so it's just, it lightens the mood, so yeah.
I think I don't have anything else today. Thanks. Thank you.
So, since I came here, there's been, I see some different things. So when I came, it was more to build, to start to come back to awareness and build some awareness again. And kind of the mind got very stable for some time, and the momentum were picking up and so on. And the other day, I needed to take some work-related calls. So going from, I had a very stable mind at some point, and then I needed to take these calls and I needed to start to write some proposals. And then I saw the mind got very, very, a lot of loba, a lot of dosa, also related, and like these myriads of ideas came, and then I just needed to go back and try to settle the mind again. But it's just very surprising how strong this power is from wanting to work with these ideas and wanting to kind of get the deal and all these things. And then I also saw, like, when that started to come, there was a lot of more things that came, more reactions that I saw. There was like other actions that came in the aftermath of that.
I wanted to
reach out to some people and start to book some meetings. I was just like a huge to-do list that I saw the intention was just going, and there was one thing that I went for, and then I said, wow. Let's step out of this one. Okay, let's close these things down. And then I went out and did some walking meditation and settled the mind again.
Stop.
Yeah.
To sakansa lara to sa ashen ya bo ba tu tadi ba tha ne na pa ashen ya lara sik ka ngain lara a mini ta ne ya tu yong alot de tu tiao yao tu kho de tu aku di ha o tu တခုလောက်ရမယ်သူလောက်ရတော့မယ်ဆိုတော့သူလောက်တယ်တဲ့သူအဲ့တော့သူတို့ကသူ့ကိုပြောတာပေါ့ဒီဟာတင်ပြမယ်ဟိုကတင်ပြမယ်ဒီအလုပ်တွေရနိုင်တယ်တောင်ကိုရှောက်ရမယ်ပေါ့နော်အဲ့တော့ကိုအကြံကိုတင်ပြမှာသူတို့ကလက်ခံတဲ့ company ကိုလက်ခံမယ်ဆိုတော့သူတင်ပြရတော့မယ်ဆိုတော့ဟိုကအဲ့အချိန်မှာလောဘတွေတွေ့တယ်ဒေါသတွေတွေ့တယ်
ကိုအဲ့နဲ့တိုက်တော့
ဘာဆိုတော့ ကိုတင်မဲ့ဆိုကြရကွာလိုချင်လို့ဆိုရကြရကြရနေစိတ်နဲ့လှုပ်ချင်တယ်အဲ့ဒီစိတ်တွေတွေ့ရတဲ့နောက်ပြတော့အဲ့ဒါနဲ့မပြီးဘူးသူဒီဟာလို့ဆရာရှိတာပြီးပြီနော်ဒါမဲ့လည်းစစ်ကနောက်ဆက်တွဲတဲ့သူစဉ်းစားတယ်ဒါလို့ပြီးရင်ကိုအောင်မြင်ချင်နေဆိုရင်ဒီလိုဒီလိုအဆက်လို့အဆက်လို့အတူတူလေးကြာအရှိန်ကြီးဖြစ်သွားတော့အဲ့သူပထမတစ်ခုလှုပ်လိုက်သေးတယ်ပြီးမှအားအားကြီးနေတာစိတ်ထ say you look like that. Yes. Wise
move. Yeah,
Sarah says, so really when it's real life. And it's not just real life, Sarah says, when it's my life and my business, then the real business starts. The business of the unwholesome starts and they come strong then. They're very real. They can't play. And the reason they are so powerful is because that's how we've been working with them our whole lives, right? So when they come, they're going to come with that sort of
power.
Yeah, and this is just 2-3 weeks of practice and then one day of it's just
one punch where she did
it. He said it's only given you one punch so
far.
And we kind of we kind of get cornered by them. Wise move to take a break and calm the
mind.
He's always wise to take a break so that, you know, you put what you're putting the brakes on is their power by calming the mind. And then you can start again. Well, you have to, yeah.
And also what was fascinating, I saw the craving came for so many other things in the kind of the same event. Later during that day, I had a craving for chocolate, I had a craving for this, I had a craving for this and this and this and this.
Loba atte pisuro chane atwe loba ayong daingo tuwa.
Tabi.
Ah, tabi.
Loba sikde wen lai, but loba mesi ne chido.
Yeah.
So nyemang ta lai, good.
Yeah.
Loba nyemang ta lai.
It's like, yes, it's like the spectacles came on. He said the loba glasses came on during the work and then the loba glasses stayed on. So now it's seeing everything with those things.
I had some question, but now I don't remember it. If I
come remember up with it, I
will.
So last interview, Sayadaw said to me, he said, you have to learn the skill of coasting. And I wasn't quite quick enough to catch that. And I have some idea of, I have my own idea of what he might have meant, but actually I'd like to ask what he does mean by that. What is the skill of coasting and how does one go about learning it?
Nice specific question. I never thought of that myself. Ashe ya bi su shin phya thain ta aun thin ne belo lo thain ta aun thin ya mle ne.
Cha wa dai cha wa ti.
Sorry for the swear. He said every time we fall off, we observe how we fall off and we learn from that. Like what made us fall off? And then we learn to not let that happen next time. Yeah. So that we learn to the way he says it in Burmese, how to learn how to coast, the way he says it in Burmese is learn how to taintown, learn how to maintain it, right? Learn how to maintain it. Yeah, so and the only way to learn it is to fall off. So when you fall off, you know what, and then you fall off many times and you start to recognize what causes falling off. And you start to adjust that. Why do we fall off so many times? He says, if we leave something at the edge of a table, it'll keep falling off. So
put it further inside. He said, store it further inside. He says, as an example. He says, so we have to think for ourselves.
Mm. Mm. Well, I, what my mind came up with was the sense of coasting is that basically things are okay, but there's little sort of patterns in the mind that make a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
I think that's when doubt comes in. It's basically when things are going fine. And yeah. somehow there's just remembering, actually things are going fine.
Mm. Mm. A simple thing, no. That means same pattern to show she the a pattern they will line. Say couple people
jar.
The cool doubt.
Okay.
No, a doubt go mean as so. To a chichin, to go to pian the di yam as so. Ah, the gera a good bama lo siam lo. A good counter lo pian a tima pura ne. Era. Era pian de toar.
I come out of Jawa pian ting any ama. Any ama u a pita. The port had to give man, money go to change and do it.
Yeah, he said that.
It's
yeah. He says it's really down at that point to the attitude. Like when we're very accepting of what's happening, we see the mind fall off, you know, its perch or its momentum, and we see what caused it, the doubt or the greed or the whatever. And if he said if the mind is very accepting, it sees the reality of what's happening, it can just pick it up and put it back. It's like, yeah. It doesn't matter. This is what's happening. And even the recognition or whatever, that skill, you know, of just coming back to balance.
Mm-hmm.
That's a kind of wisdom.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a kind of skill.
Wisdom.
Yeah. You know, the example is always like growing money, maintaining money, earning money, maintaining money, and then growing the money. So same thing.
So the other day I was walking on the path across the road there, and the awareness was had pretty good momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Just was walking along, and there was a car was coming in the opposite direction. I was sort of feeling, well, it's, you know, can it maybe slow down and sort of give way a little bit, but I could feel it. Like, it didn't slow down at all, and it was. Totally, it was came very close to me, and I could feel a lot of sort of anger come up, just like surprise and anger. And I was, but yeah, so for a few seconds, it's like, you know, I could, yeah, it sort of completely had me.
Yeah.
I could see sort of the thoughts about, and that's because I sort of looked back and I sort of, but yeah, and then. I was sort of aware of it, but I mean, in that moment, sort of aware of sort of being that I was angry.
Yeah.
But I was still in it. And then after a few seconds, then, yeah, it kind of, I guess the, yeah, so the awareness sort of broke away. I mean, I was able to see it more clearly. And it became, and then I could just see that the anger, it was just there. It wasn't personal at
mm-hmm.
all in that moment. And then it just sort of then it was sort of passing through. But yeah, it's sort of just interesting to yeah, just to see that.
Yeah.
Who near lunch on the car to cool, who back on the lara. Poman so in carrier go and a sham be there, moin and a shame shop be there. I got a shame lemma show. Shall lemma show be a capro, wong and a mawa sit him a tongue and a pure at it. To second bind it again.
So awareness did its work, wisdom did its work, and dosa did its work.
Yeah,
it's easy then to see the nature of dosa. Yeah, to see how it works as it does its work, because there's just this clear tracking of it. No interference, just. Yeah. Good. He says so that, you know, when, and not just awareness, the wisdom as well. He says what we can do is just keep building awareness so that there's momentum and that steadiness. And then when something happens, because certainly at some point the unwholesome, the defilements will come in. And at that point, Sierra says, because that mind is trained, you know, the awareness is trained, and then the awareness sees and wisdom can also see. Yeah.
Last, I think today, a little bit yesterday, I was looking just at the, you know, when the sort of the awareness is sort of more natural, it's, and has a lot of momentum, and just the just looking at just the wisdom that's sort of present in that when it's there, and trying to, I mean, it's difficult, but trying to sort of get a sense of how it was in previous times, I guess, having that sort of momentum.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I mean, it's different, but it's like, just in terms of, I think my feeling is that, you know, it's like, my mind tends to feel like it's the same sort of wisdom, but just sort of seeing like how is it sort of different, I guess. Is it like...
Your mind tends to think, well, is the same... What wisdom?
Just the same... same wisdom.
Right.
You know, that in that moment, that it feels... Because it feels very spacious and that there's...
So you tend to just like think...
It feels the same. I guess my mind sort of feels it's the same. So I'm sort of looking, well, how is it, you know, how is it different than what, you know, maybe
so
a few years
a
ago.
More.
Just seeing...
Yeah,
just exploring that.
To mane ya tu sit ka tadi shi le a shin shi ne a chain ma ai ma shi le nyan go tu lai chi le de tu sit ka a myan paw ma soin di lo myin tu wa yu sa tha pi da on di a chain ne ya a yin chain ne ne tu de a lo myo te cha ma chi ba ne ba no di nyan nga tu ne de lo ba da mae mane ya tu tha me le de ba kwa le lo tha me bro tu a la sam sa ne de
okay good
That's what we need to do, he said. Just look at it a bit more carefully. Don't assume what we always... Don't assume
it. Right.
Yeah, we can think about it, reflect on it. What's here? What sort of wisdom? What am I not, you know, seeing? Or how can I look at it differently? Sierra says when the mind is at its simplest, sometimes it's the most interesting. And like just realizing, you know, that seeing is happening, that can be fascinating to realize that it's happening all the time, but we don't recognize it, and suddenly you recognize it. And then he says, when you have that recognition of seeing is happening, he says you can access it, if you can access that simplicity again, that seeing is happening, it's every time, it's new, you know, it's fascinating. It's never boring, he says. It's not... It may seem like we're knowing something we've known before, but wisdom sees that it's not the same. Sometimes he wonders, what does as it is mean? We don't all understand as it is in the same way. We can understand as it is ourselves in different ways.
Okay.
First of all, the cake was delicious. I mean it.
Yes, I loved it.
So, second thing. Last time I talked a little bit about this, like taking so-called holiday from the world.
Yes.
And it has helped me to see the Four Noble Truths like more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I am on this holiday and there is no need to reach for anything or push anything away, it's really peaceful and there is no problem. Yeah. And I can see that the moment when there is this need again to be involved,
yes,
it's like a little bit stressful.
Mm.
And so why does the mind do this? It's yeah. because of this belief that there is something to gain from the world.
Yes.
And what has led to this seeing is this practice.
Yeah.
In other words, this Eightfold Path.
In other words?
The Noble Eightfold Path.
Path, yeah.
So in that way, I've been seeing this more clearly.
Mm. To Konya to holiday yure lupiora era to Hima to this aliva po shishimine the yogi jang ship here and pupio piama to the view on a lash out to pio pia to atomira not chow ni lao she be tina damit to a sagria to a choza be mate to much in a damit to the chance yard in a sweet to take bro.
အစင်မပြေဘူးအရှင်ဖျားစာအုပ်ဖတ်လိုက်တော့မှသူ့စိတ်ထဲမှာဒါတဘာဝချက်ဟိုသူအားထုတ်နေကြဟာအရှင်ဖျားဟိုရေးပြလိုက်သူရေးပြလိုက်တယ်လို့ဖြစ်နေသူအဲ့ဒါကိုလက်ခံပြီးတော့သူပို့ပြီးတော့အားထုတ်ရသူအားရှိပါတာပေါ့မဟုတ်တခြားဆရာတွေပြောတာနဲ့သူသူထောနေလို့ဖြစ်နေသူကငယ်ငယ်ကလေးကစဉ်းစားတတ်တယ်ကလေးသူ့ကိုဖေမေကဟိုတခြားဘာသာလေးသူတို့ကဟိုဟိုဟာရှိတယ်မလဲကောင်းတယ်မဟိုဟာရှိတ
belum yang lain so ini tu sikit ayam ni ni ada cik mana sikit terkuku lojeng bilu pihon lada cik mana tu terkuku lopu ni ni lola sikit tension pun labi stress pun labi tu mian ni ada tu muda tu saya baca sikit di lolo lah so tu terkuku you line tu macam cobo si melu ten lolo tu muda no tapi dihau belum lolo ti ni lain so lo macam sih palang lansam ti ni lain so lo ayam yo, nak lebi hua, nak nak kuya wa, no,
hello, tahu nak lebi lewo,
yeah,
okay, tahu
yeah, tua, tadi hello miao long lah, cawi pia,
cawi ni, ni ada macam
ni, macam tu, tu macam leh atuk dah gu,
ni
macam sih, macam cawasa kau mana lo,
yeah, last time I talked about having like good momentum and a lot of seeing a lot of negative patterns and a lot of understandings came from those.
I shame she then say the mean I could do it there.
And now it's been a couple of days with kind of boring and more difficult to keep the awareness because earlier it was kind of really easily accessible and now it's and this coasting and falling off kind of resonated for me because sometimes it's easier and then I feel it's there and then it's gone for a long time and it's just really hard to figure out how to be present.
Who ashamed they why who wow pure the lobe who taint hard up for low rest or other to dread a day bear she there about sort of to a lobe to kind of what taint hard a giant taint hard and a few giant I'm out to pian
and then
pian target. He says again, you know, the right attitude when we fall off is so important. Like to not even find that event to be out of sorts, like the right attitude, oh, it's fallen off. Now this is seen, you know, like to have the right attitude even to falling off, like to losing momentum.
It's
like a child falling down when they're learning to walk. They just find it interesting to try again.
You never upset every time they fall down too.
Right. Yeah, so just like to find that the right attitude. He says, no hurry to get back on track. Just interested in the process.
And yeah, I kind of wanted to share one moment when it was easier to find the attitude again, because I just had this, I always have these dreams. Mm-hmm. I had some old dreams coming to my head just when I was kind of lost and didn't find the awareness. And then I had this dream coming that I saw maybe 2 years ago. Mm. And after that dream, I was really back on track. But the dream, I had a teacher and I had to follow the teacher, and we went into the cave and we had to dive really deep under the water. And when we came, then we came to a place where there were lots of yogis, and they all had their mats, and it was hard because I couldn't really be with them. I had to be alone, and I was sitting on a big rock, and I was like having a really hard time. And then somebody told me, it's a process, and then I turned into a lion or something.
All right. Well, to the water manet takau to pio pia jelore takaro tu that aimant ma tu the dia pa la re ai aimant ma tu a sia dia ko lai bro tu ro ye to khu ra ye de ko ye gan ye to khu ra dive tho lai ta out the ma tacha yogi le shi le da ma tu a be tu a tiao the phit ne de tacha lu re a ti pi da phit ne tu a be tiao the phit ne tu to myo yi phit ne a tiao yak la pyo re de da ri a khong lo a tu a sin na tu be ho dia process po no da tu a chang na jo be tu a lo pyo lai do re तू ना ले वा ब्रो तू चिंतित ဖြစ်သွားတယ်ना ले से ဖြစ်ပါတယ်ဘ
ေးना ले वा ဟုတ်တယ်ना ले လာနေဖြစ်တယ
် yes so understand
yeah ना ले လာနေဖြစ်တယ
် yes when we understand yeah this is we turn not into a lion but he said like the Buddha too right when he understood he became the Buddha so
yeah right but then yeah understanding and then getting that
attitude back. Yes. Yes, that's right. You get the right attitude back.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have a
good one?
You have a good one.
Oh. Yeah, man, lalo.
Said it just reminded him because of the analogy with the animals of a Chinese saying for business people, actually. It says that fish jumps in dragon door. That's the four words. Fish jumps dragon door. And so it's like a legend that these fish are trying to jump out of the water, and their goal is a door in the sky. It's called the dragon door. And so these fish, they keep jumping and hoping to reach the dragon door. And if the fish can jump high enough to go through the dragon door, then they become a dragon. So it symbolizes a struggling businessman, you know, trying to make it. And then when they make it, like they become a dragon, right? Yeah. So in dragon
symbolizes wealth, so yeah, but in
Dharma.
Yeah. And so in the Dharma he said, you know, we are sweet little putujanas. to quote my friend. Yeah, we're just sweet little putujanas, and we're, you know, we're not enlightened, and we're trying to get through a door that, you know, that seems to be seems to be like far away, but then when we do get through that door, Seattle says there's no coming back. We'll become something else. Dragons. No. He said he always feels, he always feels that, you know, when there's an insight, it feels like magic happened. Yeah. Because your view. It's upside down. Your view is from caught to free, right? From from not knowing to knowing.
You are upside down. More view are wisdom view to upside down.
From a delusional view to a wise view, it's really magic.
Okay, so magic.
Magic Johnson. Yes.
Maria Kong.
A nice dream, he said. Yeah. Yes.
So this fish is not jumping.
The fish is supposed to keep jumping. Yeah. Whether you get to the dragon door or not, just jump.
Now the fish is kind of like stuck.
Fish is what?
Stuck a little bit with balancing of this practice and integrating the practice with the mundane life.
Mm.
Like yesterday, for instance, I had a lot of free time. So what I did, I sat along. I sat myself, just formal practice. And this same pattern that has occurred many times before also happened yesterday. I become a lot of inwardly bound. My mind gets very interested in what's happening inside, and it loses the interest of the sort of external world.
Yeah.
And it's kind of dispassionate about things.
Mm-hmm.
And integrating this kind of mind state for me is not very practical for daily life. I mean, maybe with physical objects, like having this passion on the physical things, it's actually quite positive because I'm not too agitated about if things break down or something like that. But in my case, this passion is also for the people. So when I'm in that state, I'm not too interested in other people also. And for social life, this is not very, I think it's not very positive effect of the practice.
Practical material. As we lure in a sassara, dilo same when Zamu machine. He says it's just the beginning. It just feels it's just the beginning. He says, don't think that it will stay like that. In the beginning, it feels out of balance because it tends to like in a seesaw, it tends to saw to one side.
And then he says, because you're putting so much attention inside. But he says, it's just about learning the skill of staying inside. But he says, once you have the skill of staying inside, you can then bring what's outside inside with you. And then it becomes seamless. Mm-hmm. It's not that the outside is different from the inside. It becomes a seamless understanding of the whole, of how everything operates. You can see how the mind is with everything that your life entails. And that's a greater wisdom. But you need to let yourself go through this so you can come out the other side to another understanding. Rather than... He says when... He says when we are fully comfortable with our inner understanding, Seattle says, when we then look outwards and try to integrate that understanding, he says there is a totally different view. He says all the positive qualities, loving kindness, compassion, empathetic joy, equanimity, they all are easily available and they are
He says
bear with it, like trust it a little bit. He says in the beginning it feels so unfamiliar and almost like agreed to remain in the way we are. Because it's so unfamiliar to change and we don't know what it'll be like and we think it will not be better. But the Dharma can only be good. So.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, like yesterday I had to do some things in the kitchen, so I just got rid of that state on purpose.
No, bring
it with you, he said. Don't get rid of that state. Stay in the state and do what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, do what you do, but stay. The inside, don't differentiate between the inside and the outside. You know, when the practice is more mature, there is no difference, the inside and the outside. He says it also feels like this when we do a lot of the more serious practice by ourselves, you know. And then when we have to practice with other, you know, with activity and stuff, it feels like it's lighter. But you can practice as seriously, you know, with all your activities. And you will, yeah, you'll see it differently.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. First of all, the cake was so good. Yes. It was really good.
Yeah, I even like the texture. Tu alada na tu re tu ke mo da mi ke ran sa lu ka. Tu atu a pye te ni la.
Tu ne tu pye ni la
ba. Yeah, he said it was just her self doubt. She's okay now. We've all assured her.
And it's funny that I also wanted to share something about the inward, outward awareness.
Yeah.
And the way I have been practicing the last few days. About the practicing, I have started to do, when I noticed that I have wandered off with the thoughts or something.
Mm-hmm.
When I realize it, I just remind myself, go through, like, reminding myself that there is seeing and hearing and feeling and mind that thinks, like, gently just opening all these senses, and it has been helpful for me. And I had this moment. It was a lunchtime a couple of days ago, and I had this moment when I really understood the difference between the seeing and looking, and I wasn't looking at anything. And then I just
realized how much I can see.
Yes.
And that was the first time I experienced like really wide awareness. I was just not looking at anybody, not anything, but I just saw, and it was really fascinating.
Yeah.
I saw people rising and sitting down and eating their porridge and drinking coffee and reading the board, information board, and it was a good experience, like to get the insight.
Yeah.
So this is how I have been practicing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that I have noticed with the inward outward orientation that when I get excited or unpleasant feelings, then the orientation tend to go inward. And like right now when I'm speaking, I don't want to look anybody because I'm nervous, and I'm really noticing all the feelings I have inside, but everybody seems a little bit far away or distant. One day in the meditation hall, I was having this really unpleasant feeling, and then I opened my eyes and I realized that how inward orientated I was, and because it was so peaceful. Some people were swinging a little bit, and there were people chatting outside, and Sayadaw was snoring. So, and it was so funny to, like, I realized that as it is, so I have been playing kind of this kind of game that I have this feeling and I observe it, and also Sayadaw is snoring or birds are singing, and not looking for anything but opening the sense doors.
Yeah.
So I don't know, this is what I have been doing.
ผิดแต่อันไหนเว้ยตูไล่ไล่ตีเลยนะเพราะเนเน่เลยผิดแต่แท้มาตูอ่ะอติมาปิゅไล่ได้ဥပမာဒီแท้มาตูเบฮาကိုเตชาตีနေလဲအမျက်နှာကိုတီးနေလဲကြားတော့တီးနေလဲအဲ့လိုမျိုးလေးတဲတဲလေးပေါ့เนาะဖြစ်တဲ့ဟာတွေမှာตูอ่ะအတိမပြုတ်ပြုတ်လိုက်တယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးလုပ်ရင်လဲตูอ่ะတနေ့မှာตูမြင်နာကြားမြင်နာကြည့်တာကို तू
ควဲွားတယ်ဟိုသူလုတ်ဖို့ကြိုးစားတာမဟုတ်ဘူးတဲ့အဲ့အချိန်မှာသူမြင်နေတာကိုသူအရှင်းကြီးတိလိုက်ဘလောက်အများကြီးစိတ်ကသူကသူမြင်နေလဲဆိုတာသူမြင်လိုက်တယ်ဟိုသူပြအကုန်လုံးမြင်ရတယ်လူတွေသူတို့ဟာစားနေတာတောက်နေတာဖတ်နေတာဒီသွားနေတာအကုန်လုံးငါမြင်ဝင်တစ်ခုလုံးနောက်ပြီးစိတ်ကသူကသူဒါမဲ့ तू ก็ระดาอ่านัมเบอร์ดิอตวินเนี่ยอเปลี่ยนป่ะเนาะอตวินเนี่ยอเปลี่ยนแล้วตัวเอ้าตัวซึ้งซ่าเลยแล้วบลาวกวยแล้วมาสตัวอ่ะโหใส่แท้มาท้าเลยนัมเบอร์อเปลี่ยนผิดตาอติมะปิ๊บๆเลยล่ะป่ะเนาะอุปมาตัวไอ้เนี่ยตัวตะไมอยู่เนาะมาท้าเนี่ยตัวบลาวอตวินยောက်นี่เลยสว่าตัวติไล่เลยแหละโหไอ้เฉยมาเหงิงเนี่ยแหละだแม้อเปลี่ยนหาฤทธิ์ละติเนี่ยเนาะอาชิมพยาท้ายเนี่ยล่ะ
Yeah. He says when our awareness starts to encompass the inside and outside, he says, so as a convention, we use inside and outside. But in fact, the experience of it all is inside. We experience our outside inside. And just conventionally, the mind has conceptualized that reality into an inside-outside. But he says, so Yeah, so then we just recognize that there is the knowing and there's all that that's known, right? That's as inside and outside as it needs to be. So that's in the Satipatthana Sutta, the inside and outside are described as the awareness. I don't know whether it's described as, you know, awareness and object are inside and outside, but it's all known by the mind. Yeah, so there's no need to, yeah. We okay. Just know, we understand it.
Money,
yeah. Yeah, you're practicing fine, recognizing what you do and knowing when you're inside, knowing what you know.
Mm.
Yeah, as you know.
Okay,
as
thank you.
Known. Okay.
So, the one experience from past 2 days comes to the mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like singular experience. Speak up, like. So, it's not a singular experience. It's more like a certain pattern of. Because like previous retreats, when the mind would get tired, it would start, for example, to seek comfort in like food or drink, especially in the evening, of like making this like warm drink a refuge from the practice. But since here, mind doesn't really get tired, because I took a bit different approach to the practice, and there is no need for such refuge. However, a different refuge comes to the negative refuge, like a refuge from the practice, so or a sort of escape from the practice, but is felt like as a refuge.
Okay.
So like a shelter. So like an escape, but it's felt like inwardly it's felt like positively.
Okay.
Yeah. So as it gives certain comfort.
Okay.
So there appears to be coming certain loba, which is like a of a type of craving of becoming. For becoming somebody and like experiencing certain things, and usually, I mean, it's not like a totally unwholesome loba, or I mean, loba is, but like this particular like craving is not like directly unwholesome.
Yeah.
Just like it's not supportive to the practice, but usually this type, I would deal with this craving of becoming, actually this particular one, by looking at the effects of that, like what aversiveness it would bring eventually into the life.
Right.
However, because there is as well strong adosa, every time I try to bring this, like the consequences of that loba to the mind, they get very quickly dispelled, and I'm stuck with the loba again, with this particular craving again. Like I cannot like dispel concept by concept, like.
Okay, you've spoken in such vague English. Terms, I don't know how to put it across. Wait, let me try. Okay, tu adi lo pyo ran. Ayin no a so yin tu a tho yin na a mye a tho mu na na pin man dat do tu a ta chu a chain ni o tu a ma tho pho ho kho yu de bo no upma nwe nwe le ta khu taw lai a da le o khan za lai de ho na na ho wa yu lai da bo no you like that bọn nó hồ tất tạo nó sẽ tất tạo nó nên khô lại cả bọn nó đi sẽ khác mà tụi ấy lục khô bộ mà lục úu rồi ấy lục khô 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 mềm hụ rồi lục khô mà lục úu bọn nó và số tiền mà bị mang úu rồi thà mới thu ra này sẽ cả rồi tụi tụi ta chả hà khô bộ chưa ra rồi ပုံမှန်တော့နေကြပြမပင်မနော်ပင်မနာတက်တောင်လုပ်တဲ့ဟာတွေမလုပ်တော့သူအစိတ်ကတခြားဟာရှာပြီးတော့ခိုးရဲ့နေရာရှာတာပဲတဲ့ခိုးဖို့တခြားပုံစံခိုးတယ်တဲ့အဲ့ဒါပြီးတော့သူပြောတဲ့ဟာမရှိဘူးနော်သူကဒီလိုပြောတယ်ဥပမာလောဘတစ်ခုတဲ့လောဘတစ်ခုဖြစ်မှဆိုတော့သူကဒီလောဘကိုမဖြစ်အောင်ဆိုပါစို့ဘောနော်ဒီလောဘကို အမှန်ပဲကနားလည်အောင်သူကဘာလုပ်လဲဆိုတော့သူကဒီလောဘရဲ့အကျိုးပေးရဘယ်လိုရှိမလဲဒီဟာကိုမရတော့ဆိုရင်ဘာဒေါသဖြစ်နိုင်မလဲဆိုတော့သူအဲ့လိုထက်စဉ်းစားတယ်အဲ့လိုစဉ်းစားရင်တမက်သူကဒီတလောမှာသူကအဒေါသကိုမြင်နေတော့တဲ့သူစိတ်ကတောင်ဒေါသဖြစ်စရာလို့မမြင်ဘူးလေဥမာဒါမရှိတော့ဆိုရင်ဒါလည်းဒေါသဖြစ်စရာမလိုဘူးလို့အဲ့လိုမျိုးမြင်နေတော့လောဘနဲ့ကြံကြံခဲ့တယ်တဲ့ဒီလောဘကြီးကို
Alright. So can I have another question? A question. So Siadu said in one of the earlier group talks, like to the beginning of the retreat, like basically the practice is needed as a way like to prepare for death, like meeting death, like that. Like that's one of the goals of the practice.
Is to meet what?
When death, death, yes.
I heard that.
No, death. No, death. And death, he kind of left it as it was said. Right. And if you could say a little bit more about it.
When we are prepared for life, we are prepared for death. So in fact, we are learning how to live skillfully, and then dying is... He says how to die without fear, without pain, without, you know, mentally, especially mental. Body might be in pain, but mentally, you know, how to die without unskillful mind, you know. So he says when the mind understands enough. When the mind lives in a skillful way, when it understands enough that it knows what is skillful and how to, and it wants to be skillful, then he says, then that's a natural like a result that when you die, the mind will stay in those states.
We just
don't know when we will die, but if we learn how to live wisely, he says, then we don't have to worry about that. It will come naturally as a consequence of how we live our life.
เนี่ยจะมามาเลยเสียงมันต้องอย่างตีว่าตะหน้าว่าเนี่ยเนี่ยนี้เนี่ยกูอ่ะลุกเสร็จเมสเซจจนๆนี้นี่สิเลยตัวอ่ะลุกตีว่าก้าหูมายัดท่าน่ะญาติเป็ดจีมายัดติเนี่ยเนี่ยมายัดไต่จ้องนี่เตะท่าตันจ้องนี่เตะท่าเตะท่าน่ะไอ้คายนี่บ่มาไผ่ลุเลยไม่ติดอยู่ตัวยัดเนี่ยยัดหมูญาติเป็ดจีมองหนอมองหนอกูก็อาเช่เนี่ยอาเช่ก็ไม่ติดกินน่ะหมูแล้วแม้ตันจ้องนี่อ่ะกูก้าหูก็สอบ
Just talking about
death
news. Yeah, three people died yesterday in Burma because they were parked in the wrong place, and then where they couldn't be seen or something, another car truck plowed into them, and he says they probably didn't even realize they died.
Very young. 24.
All doctors.
Who are those in?
Just started work, so probably about 26 at maximum.
Per ultimi mesi sulla mattina.
We don't know how we're going to die, is it?
Right. So I have continued exploring delusion.
Delusion, yes.
Yeah, what I talked about last time.
Yes.
So I observed it a bit more and thought about it a bit more, and then I tried something.
Yes.
So I think I normally, like for years now, I've been like I reflexively watch the mind. That there's no real anchor or directing the attention, like with personal effort.
Yeah.
And the awareness is always like wide and knows many objects.
Yeah.
Unless there's like a defilement, the defilements always cause tunnel vision,
at
least if they're strong, but like...
That's right.
Generally, if there's clear awareness, then it's also like wide, and there's this kind of...
What does reflexively mean?
I mean, like, it comes automatically.
Okay.
It's I think I've always... Because when I met Sayadaw first, I tried to explain how... you know, how confusing I found meditation instructions, like following the breath. And apparently, like, I won't go into the details, and I don't remember exactly what I said, but he said that, okay, you watch the mind, that's why you're so confused.
Oh.
And then, you know, he said that it's fine, just continue doing whatever you... And don't like, you know, don't try to look at anything, just kind of let it know what it knows, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Right, but basically, so watching them.
Salah atau doa, salah atau doa. Tu, macam mana sih? Tu ada cara atau mula so tu show ni ber, tu baca ni mesti ber. Nah, sepiak tu, lupa juga lah, sepiak lor, sepiak ber. Oh, ni asyik kau tidur lah. Oh, esok tu cara ni, ye macam ber, asyik kau tidur, piye cara tipi dah pita esok. Tu aku ber, tu aku emas so ini, tu asyik kau mian tidur ber. Kau kiri dah si mana asyik.
Right, so then I was thinking, so basically like watching the mind requires a certain level of wisdom or a certain kind of wisdom to be present in the mind, because otherwise, like for example with delusions, you get tunnel vision because that wisdom isn't there.
Yeah.
You start believing that thoughts are real, like you don't know the mind and body,
yes,
at least clearly.
Right.
And normally in daily life, so you know, as we've established that I have a very active mind,
yes.
so like usually lots of stuff is happening, and that's kind of what the mind is used to working with.
Yes.
So I think like, so especially on a long retreat like this, I mean long for me, I've never done a retreat this long before. So when the mind is very quiet for a long time,
yeah,
so interest starts to decrease a little bit. Like the mind isn't quite on guard. Don't look down on the defilements.
Don't look down, fly. Yeah.
Yeah. So like the mind isn't quite. It, you know, it doesn't feel like it needs to do anything. It kind of loses interest.
When it's quiet.
Yeah, when it's quiet for a long, like there's not much happening for a long time. So I think the fly is trying to help me here.
Yeah.
So it kind of interest decreases and then wisdom decreases. And then...
Why is it whenever the yogis have this, they don't think like awareness is present? Why don't I look at that?
Sorry?
Just speaking out loud. Like so many yogis so say this, you know, when the mind is quiet, there isn't much going on. I'm thinking that awareness is like beating away.
Until it isn't. Until it isn't. That's my point.
Until it isn't. But that's because you don't you don't acknowledge it.
Well, okay, but anyway, this is my understanding of what's happening. That it's because the mind is used to like it's you know used to this kind of.
Yeah, he always says, please
stay with it.
Stay with, stay on the side of the awareness.
Mm.
Be on awareness's team. Cheer your awareness on. Know that awareness is working. You know, just.
Right, but I like anyway in practice yes. when I like that that's kind of what I do. But when I do it for days and days on end, that's like you know at some point at least temporarily the mind kind of loses interest because it's used to working
with so many things.
Yeah, yes. yeah, okay. like and like strong, okay. you know, greed, aversion, whatever.
Yes, yes.
And then actually like so there's less wisdom. And then the mind that is still watching the mind,
yes.
it doesn't actually know how to watch the mind anymore. So it starts to get lost in thought.
Yes.
Because it doesn't really, you know, it kind of loses the, or the wisdom loses its edge. And yeah. this is, I guess, why I had, like, I wasn't sure, like, was I aware? Well, I was kind of aware, but sort of not. So so there was still some wisdom there, but it was starting to get kind of shaky. That it didn't feel clear and effortless yeah. and strong and yeah. all those things. Right. So what I was thinking, like there was a point to this story. I think I should point that out. So I was thinking that okay, or this was my theory that like the wisdom decreases to the point where it can't really do this practice quite skillfully anymore. I did do like some other things as well, and sometimes you know I just try to watch the delusion, but there's two mind. A bit too much delusion in the mind to see the delusion clearly. So there's this kind of, I don't know, kind of a catch-22 there.
Yeah.
But yeah. I did a revolutionary thing. I tried to watch the breath,
okay.
which is something I haven't done in at least 6 years or something.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, so the thinking was basically that, okay, so if I don't have the wisdom to watch this, I should do something simpler. Like,
yeah, okay.
you know, so, and the, there's still some knowing, even though the mind feels like it's like not knowing anything really clearly, everything is kind of foggy.
Mm.
Like I said, I can know the fog. That's of course clear to me that, you know, this is what's
yes.
happening, but somehow it's still, there's so much illusion in the mind that it kind of,
okay.
yeah. So, but the, there's still some sense of the body and the breath is fairly clear because
yes.
nothing else is really happening and that's kind of changing. It's a gross object.
Yes.
So I watched that for a bit.
Yes.
And then that actually then immediately opened up and sort of energized the awareness. And
when you watch the breath?
Yeah, just for a while. I mean, I didn't watch it in the sense of trying to exclude anything. I don't actually
no,
even
yes.
know how to do that.
Yes,
but
just,
I just very gently sort of
yes,
directed the attention, which is
yeah,
kind of heresy for me. I don't know.
Which is what for you?
Heresy
for
me.
You
yeah.
Attention
yeah.
Now, right.
It's good also that Sayadaw told the other yogi like
yes.
last week that he should use personal effort. Because
it, yes.
yeah, because I'd never heard Sayadaw said that, and like the mind was kind of starting to think that personal effort is, I don't know, some it's almost
a,
some
like
skillful as killing
word.
An arahant or something
like
you know,
word,
really really bad.
Not.
Don't do it.
I don't know. It's there's a time and place for everything. So, to ดูเดี๋ยวเราจะจะสักคำไม่เห็นบูเร่แล้วเราสิ่งนั้นเนี่ยเย็บไปเย็นละรอตัวนั้นเนี่ยติดเย็นนอเร่เนี่ยเล่นเนล่ะเร่เพราะฉะนั้นเดี๋ยวบาจีอะมันไม่ติดแอคทีฟไม่พิโรติดเลยมันพิโรเว้ยเนี่ยเนี่ยละรอโหติดเสียเราสิเลยแต่มันว้าเนี่ยเร
่
ดีดีโมห์เขาเปลี่ยนติดไหมส่วนละโมห์เขาไม่รู้ดีโมห์เขาเปลี่ยนติดลงไม่ยากติดลงพิจารณาเร่แล้วตัวคนนั้นเนี่ยโหวันยี่ปั๊บเลยพิจารณาบ่เนาะโหညာကအဲ့လိုမရှိတော့ဒီမောဟရှိရတဲ့အဲမောဟလို့ကောင်းကောင်းလည်းသိလို့မရမောဟလည်းရောက်နေတယ်ပေါ့နော
်အဲ့ဒါမနဲ့ပြန်သွ
ားအဲ့တော့ तू စဉ်းစားရင်လည်းဒီနေ့မှလည်း तू revolutionary ဆိုတာတကယ်အသစ်စား तू တွက်ကအသစ်စားအသစ်စားတစ်ခုလုံးမယ်လို့ तू စဉ်းစားလိုက်တယ်ဘယ်လိုစဉ်းစားလဲဆိုတော့အဲ့ငါစိတ်ကိုတိဖို့ညံမလောက်ဘူးဆိုရင်ရိုးရိုးလေးတစ်ခုပြန်လုတ်တင်တယ်ဆိုတော့ရိုးရိုးကဘာလဲဆိုရင် तू အရင်တော့ तू
လုတ်နေတယ
် तूอานาปานะโลโลเมียวดิเออตัวบาสสิกก็อายตื่นเนาะตัวอานาปานะโลอ่ะช็อกเลย
ดิโอ้ยเนี่ยตัว
จะ
ทําเปียวโอ้ยเนี่ยตัวสิกก็ยังยังทําไม่ได้อ่ะไม่ทําไม่ได้อ่ะตะมัดไม่ได้ตัวเปียว
เอ้ามาตัวยูยูเล่ดิสิกก็เรอานาปานะชิโอ้โหตะชาอายุนี่โอ้เผ็ดพุ่มหมดเนาะเรสิกก็อานาปานะชิโอ้ตัวปุ๊ไล่ตาอานาปานะนาโอ้สิกก็หยุดไล่ตา
era tu traka te sambere tu wa pom ma so yin na sik ko nyut ta so yin yo tu wa along di along ma lou khu di di along ka tu lou ni tu wa sik ka ti ba ti ni da le nyut ta so along nyut ta along ma lou khu era tu wa di ma nyut lai de ba chang tu nyut lai le so ro le shin pya ho ni ya shin pya le we wa ni ko lou tin na a chin ma the ya me ho tu along du lou ne so ko ma lou ne bo tu ma lou khu so ko lou ya ma so a ri ha sin sa bro tu lou lai de le
Yes,
Seattle says when the when you understand, you know, that the mind is in sort of like a crossroad, at a crossroad where the quality of the awareness and, you know, whatever it is, the wisdom is not enough to recognize the subtleties
right.
in the quietness, the momentum is not strong enough to bring it through that phase right. with clarity or, you know, and then you recognize that there's not enough wisdom, so the mind should be doing something simpler. There's not enough momentum now, personal effort is needed, and you bring it back to something very simple, and that's a skillful effort.
Right, I guess so one thing I realized that I probably, you know, gone a bit far in the no effort direction. It's been very useful for me, but still, like, yeah, maybe overdone it a bit, but also I guess like anything is basically okay if you think that the motivation is wisdom, like that it's personal effort to, because you think that it's needed here, like not because you're trying to get some specific experience or that you don't know that it's not greed, or at least to the best of your knowledge.
Yes, yes, yes. Tu di lo, you know, atop da tu a ma the ba ne atop mra cha bi, ba ma ma lo wa ba ne ti ne ra cha bi, tu ne ne raung lon twa la ma ti bu de.
He doesn't see that you've gone too far in the direction of not doing, because wisdom has been present, you know, and wisdom, in fact, very quickly has shifted it back to kyu, so, or heal, whatever. I forgot the last bit of what you said. After you said you'd gone too far in the direction of not doing.
This was kind of my hypothesis that anything is okay if you think that the motivation is wisdom, like personal effort is fine if you think that the motivation behind it is wisdom rather than greed or aversion.
Error to tua tu senza mi de re. Error di a chin in my babe lolo. Nyam baba net go lonely bochozare swing. Oh, error swing lacano yare and hokua. The cuckoo lojin no mo. Di chima go senza mi. Senza mi or don't up or sanchida bono. Yes. That's right. Because wisdom tries things out. Like maybe you don't have full wisdom to know the result, but it's okay. You're willing to, you know, to
learn.
Yeah.
That's
it. He says in every situation a different in every situation a different skill, a different stance of mind, a different way to view things as they are is needed, and he says we learn that by being able to be mindful in a quiet place, in a crowded place with a few people, when talking, when not talking, when, you know, listening, when whatever. He says we learn
right?
So in your case learning then now to practice with the not so busy mind and learning the skill and what's needed for that. Good.
Yeah, and it's funny, it seems like it's a bit upside down, like usually you know, people talk that you follow the breath or something to calm the mind down and then you do something else. For me, apparently, like because I get tension if I try to do that. That's why I haven't tried to do it for years. So I just kind of, you know, have open, not doing anything to calm down the mind calm the mind down, but then when it gets really calm, then I need to direct it. Well, so it goes the other way around.
It's
true, he said, but your type of yogi is very rare. He has seen one yogi like that before, long ago when he first became a monkey. And, you know, during the New Year in Burma, there were so many people, and this yogi reported, Sierra having a lot of thinking mind, so Sierra said, watch it. So he did that. He went to the city hall, and he watched. He came back the next day, and he said, Sierra, I can't think anymore. Keep watching Pingakan. Then Sierra told him to do Anapanasati.
Thanks.
Sad. It's fine.
I'm not really on. And they're quite nervous. Feeling I could start crying. Just a report from here now. I can't really choose what to say. It's been an extremely rich day, like from where there seem to have been so many insights, and I don't think I should tell it from one end to another.
He says you don't have to tell him everything, you can tell him one significant one.
Please tell it again.
You don't have to tell him everything, you can choose one that is significant for you.
But they have been tumbling one after the other.
They connect
but
with each other.
I could tell the one I like most. It was actually the sitting meditation. Let's see. So what was so special about that? Maybe it was sort of the depth and the awareness in the meditation, where it was about aware of sounds. So there was sound somewhere. It might have been the washing machine, who knows? Mm-hmm. Could have been something else, but just not sounds. It was, oh, do, do, and it shifted all the time. It was every little sound was so interesting. Never knew how when the next came. Mm-hmm. And then there was sounds outside. Mm-hmm. From afar, could this and that, but the actual hearing was just so exquisite and so detailed.
Yeah,
and then there would be some bodily sensation, so pain here, mm-hmm. pain there, sound again,
mm-hmm.
and. Let's see. Well, then it was smells, and it smelled, just really smelling, and a little bit of thinking, like what this was. It seemed to be a bit fat, which seemed to be very nice.
Yeah.
Wonder about dinner, and then again aware of the actual smelling, which would without. Well, it couldn't have been without salt. So I could feel the spit start coming up, coming in the mouth.
Yeah.
And then there were, feeling it could have been a door or something. That was just a bit of cool coming in on the skin, and then a bit more cool and a bit less cool. And I could stop here. It was just, to me, I might not explain how it was, but it seems to be very rich. Whatever was going on, coming in from the five sense doors, probably except the eyes. Six yes. sense doors.
Yes. Tu thai na che ma re tu ba phit le so ai ni ya tu ti da re ya tu dao shao ti ni de na bro dao shao ti da re ma ka u a kon long bo no ho myesi na na hlya ko sait so ma so ai ho myesi ba ma shi ma shi ma re na bro tu ti de tabo a yan thin sha bro taim mwe bro ho အရသာရှိနေတယ်ဗျာ तू တိတိတိုင်းတိတိုင်းအရသာရှိနေတော့ဒါမှတိတာဇက်တိုက်ဖြစ်နေတော့သူ့မှာအရမြူးကြွနေအဲ့ तू တိလိုက်ရတဲ့ဟာ तू အယုံအကြောင်းပဲပြောနိုင်တယ်ဗောနောဗောနောဒါမှ तू तू အရသာအရန်ဘလောက်ဒီအယုံပဲဘလောက်အရသာရှိလဲ
တိတာရလာခံတိုင်းတော်ပြီဒါဒါအရေးကြီးတယ်
တ
ိရတော့ပြောတယ်တိရတော့ဝမ်းတာတယ်တိရတော့အရသာရှိတယ်လို့ထင်တယ
် It's like it's the flavor
ရအမြအကောင်းတယ်
It's the flavor of the awareness, right? It's the knowing, the flavor of the knowing. There's so much richness in the sense of the knowing. There is a different quality to it, and that's what you sense, the kind of the beauty of that. And he says there's a wisdom in that, you know, that the mind at that time there's a wisdom operating that recognizes every moment.
Ma pyo le so
such
ti ti phit le so ti ya lo phit da wa a yin chang phit da ne lo phit da mo
so it's not the objects that were beautiful it's not what you were knowing that was so much
ti ti phit da shi le nyan chang ti ti phit da
yeah so he says it's not only when the mind is stable it's not just samadhi that brings piti joy to the mind but wisdom also brings joy to the mind
no wisdom bu a shi wisdom tei tei da tu wisdom
spend
dai and now ko ta la
sero loves wisdom because wisdom not only brings joy wisdom brings great faith and confidence and yeah
taung ti da appreciate lu sei chin na yogi
so he really wants us to appreciate awareness knowing
Okay.
Not exactly the same, but it has been a bit like that since I went up, since I rose this morning.
Yeah.
But I want to mention this. This might be why I'm a bit shaky.
Oh.
Just a minute. Yes.
Just
a minute.
သူဒီနေ့မနဲ့နိုးလာတော့တယ်မနေ့အတိုင်းမဟုတ်ဒါပေမဲ့တခုခုသူထူးတာသူတင်ပြခြင်းလို့ရတယ်သူနည်းနည်းတုံ့လို့တဲ့စိတ်တ
ော့ so what I also saw later in the interaction of just being with other people
yes.
I sort of saw how the thoughts or negative thoughts are just these judgment going around in yes. this mind
yes
How much harm is doing? Nothing special. I just saw it.
You just saw it, yes.
Mm-hmm. How some
yes.
judgment here and there and an actual action.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how much harm is doing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just touched, but I'm not sorry or anything. But
yes. Too.
But it wasn't really pleasant, but it seems quite real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
သူညာဖြစ်တာစိတ်ကတုံ့လောက်သွားတာသူဒီနေ့သူတည်ရင်းနဲ့ပေါ့နော်အလုတ်လုတ်နေလူတွေကိုကြည့်လူတွေကိုတည်တယ်အလုတ်လုတ်နေသူစိတ်ထဲမှာအတွေးတွေပေါ်လာလေးတည်ဘာဆိုမနေ့ကလေးကသူဒီအချိန်ရှိနေတည်တိုင်းဖြစ်တိုင်းတည်နေတော့အတွေး negative အတွေးလေးတွေတွေ့တယ်အဲ့ချိန်မှာတဲ့ဒီ negative အတွေးတွေက तू ကနေလို့မဟုတ်ဘူးတဲ့ तू ကပြင်းလဲမပြင်းထောင်အတွေးလေးတည်လိုက်အတွေးလေး
ဖြစ်ုံလေးပဲ
ဖြစ်ုံလေးပဲနော်ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့မှာစိတ်ကဘာနားလေလာလဲဆိုဘလောက်အပြစ်ရှိလဲဆိုတာစိတ်ကမြင်လိုက်တာ
လေးပဲဆိုတ
ာအဲ့မှာ तू စိတ်တုံ့လို့တော့တိရတာ pleasant မဖြစ်ဘူးရက်ဒါပေမဲ့ तू
အခုတို့ရင်တမာပါဘူးတ
မာပါဘူး Yeah that's an insight like a realization of the nature of the unwholesome
ဘာနေနေများများအဟုဆန်ရှိကရှိပ
ါ because big or small and you know what is unwholesome is unwholesome a snake is still a snake
titi mo titi titi tu a phi ka a phi ba
yeah so it's good to see that
yeah I'll try to bear it
yeah tu come tu ne ne ro tu ti ya la che wa
oh ta ta ba ba
ba he said yes it can be a little bit hard
ti ya la wa chin na la
dama ko namas.
Ko namas ay no, but na dawa wa we pia. Yeah,
but be careful.
Ko namas ay no, ko kame.
It's not your mind, it's the mind.
The mind, not my mind.
Yes, that's important to remember. What makes us?
My mind is running. No.
When we have an insight, the insight is real and right, and the insight frees the mind, but we can identify with and think it's my mind, and that makes it unpleasant. Okay. Yes. Okay. Just the mind.
Okay.